Okay. I'm just surprised that he didn't put forth a bid.
He did not. He had an opportunity to, and he didn't. So I'm going to call the meeting to order. At this time, I'd like to stand for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Stephanie, you mind giving the invocation?
Yes. Father, we thank you for this day. Father, our hearts are heavy today, knowing 22 years ago, tragedy struck our country, and Father, we still pray for those who were affected by that. But Father, let us not forget what happened on 9/12, how we all come together as a nation, and how we rallied as Americans. And Father, we need that sense of community back in this country now, and even in our local government. But for this meeting, Father, we ask that you will help us to make wise decisions that can only come from you, and we ask that you will always give us peace and how to handle those situations. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And being today is September 11th, I would like to ask everyone to join me just in a moment of silence for all the victims and the families of the victims that they lost 22 years ago. Right, thank y'all. I appreciate it. First on the docket, the approval of the minutes for the August 7th meeting. They were sent out. Anyone have anything? On those minutes.
I make a motion to approve August 7th minutes.
Do I have a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? None. Motion carries unanimously. And second on the docket, this will be the first reading for the zoning applications. First up will be Mr. Prince with Petro Partners. The application number is 07-2023-001. The Planning and Zoning Committee met August 17th, and this was recommended for approval. The floor is yours, sir.
Yes, sir. We're looking to rezone a piece of property there at the Shell, between the Shell and the sign shop there, to zone two, I think it is. And we're going to put some office space and some facility things there.
Yeah, I do believe it was going from C1 to C2.
Right.
What other than office space?
There'll be some process tanks there that we bring some what's called petroleum contact water back, and we process that out so we can recycle that water and get rid of the contaminants.
Which I know it was the drawing that you provided was just kind of your concept.
And I have a larger version of that.
Okay.
If you can see that.
Yeah. Do you have it?
I think that's the one y'all like.
And your intention is to use
that as an ingress egress, correct? Yes, sir.
Okay, and there is an existing agreement easement there now.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
will be the process going on here? How does it work?
What do you mean? What we do? Basically, what we do is we go out and we clean fuel tanks. A lot of times we get water and trash out of them, and we bring it all back. It's all mixed together, and we separate it out, and it goes to different places so that we can recycle that product so that it doesn't go into a landfill somewhere. And that's a lot of what we do. That's what will be going on there.
So somebody will come pick it up?
Yeah, it'll be transported in and out, yes.
And the waste, is it also taken away separately once it's processed?
Right, once we're processed out, we're left with like a sludgy material, mm-hmm, that's processed, and then it goes to a Title D landfill.
Okay.
Is there going to be any flammable liquids?
There will be some that's there. There'll be double wall contained, and there'll be a containment space there as well.
How much truck traffic?
Well, it'll be we have a Dodge 3500 and then a 20-foot trailer. Those will leave out in the morning. Sometimes they're gone for two or three or four days, sometimes all week, and then they come back. And that's the majority of the traffic.
Not much impact on traffic.
No impact on traffic. We'll probably have one or two trucks a month that'll come in there and pick up our recyclables to take them off. Because our goal is to help the environment and keep everything contained and then reprocess it back out so that it goes into a use instead of going as a waste. So we haul, everything we do is on a bill of lading versus waste manifests.
Do you have any idea existing processing places like this?
I don't know, sir.
This will be new for you?
It'll be new for me. I've ran a facility like this, but this will be new for our company. Yeah, I've been doing this since 2008, so I've ran a processing facility before. So,
what was it? Okay.
It's south of Atlanta.
Stuff here, but the whole thing I say is, you know, we just need to make, you know, your buffers and all that.
Exactly.
Stuff,
yeah. And we've actually hired Carl.
Southland.
Yeah, yeah. Southland. So that's okay. Who we're using as our engineer. So.
Good. I like Carl a lot. He's a good guy.
Yeah. Pretty thorough.
Yeah. He's done a lot of work here in Bartow County. So.
Yeah.
He knows the area pretty well and does a lot of this type stuff.
Right.
Knows the processes with GDOT and that sort of thing with the encroachments. And so. But anyone else have anything up here?
No, I was able to ask all my questions at the planning zone. So.
You're good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just charging.
Yeah.
Can you give me a copy of this, one of these, Richard?
Yes, let me get you. I'll have to get you a copy.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep.
We don't. The gentleman that's south of Atlanta doesn't do much commercially. He does a lot of airport operation stuff. We work very closely with the state of Georgia with EPD. And Georgia Fire Marshal, those guys. And so I had dinner the other night with the State Fire Marshal, and he said they were going to help us get going because there is a need for this in the state. The only other one that's even close to this one would be Savannah, and then I think there's one in Birmingham and Montgomery, and then the next closest one's in, I'm thinking, in Mississippi, and the next closest one's in Ohio.
One of that's Smiles.
No, there won't be any of that. There'd be no more smell than the Shell station next door.
Yeah.
And what about the environment and hazards?
What about it?
With it being in our city limits?
Well, we're taking steps to contain everything. And, of course, there are rules set in place for reportable incidents. I will tell you that us as a company has never had a reportable incident. And a reportable incident is anything 25 gallons or greater. So we've never had a, but we've gone the extra distance. We're putting in double wall tanks, and we're putting in a containment area on top of that, which we're not required to do by the state of Georgia, but that's our intent.
The floor for public comments on the application for 07-2023-001. At this time, anyone wishes to come speak against, in favor, now is your time. And with no one coming forward, I will close the public comment section for application number one. Mr. Davis, Leslie emailed me today and said that she was going to be running behind. And I'll leave it up to you. She asked if we could move yours toward the bottom of the agenda. Okay. So, February?
Yes, February 6th of this year.
I'm going to have to make her start putting this stuff on here, these dates. And that's February
6th, 2023.
My apologies. We'll back up. So we do have one more meeting minutes to approve. We were able to find and were able to get the recording for the February 6, 2023, and was able to use that recording to actually create the minutes for that meeting. They were emailed to everyone. Do I have a motion to approve the February 6, 2023 minutes?
When was that mailed?
I believe a couple weeks ago, prior to our meeting last Tuesday.
I don't think so.
You don't have a printed copy that Charles and Gary have?
We'll ask Robin for a copy later.
So I take it we'll table this till October. Is that what I'm...
Were these corrected minutes or just...
These were minutes that were taken off of a recording because we didn't have the actual minutes that were typed up in February.
Yeah, I'll try to take them again.
Yep. They were sent out to everyone on August 29th, 2023 at 9:37 a.m. for those of you who are interested. So we will, do I have a motion to table then? Okay.
Second.
Do I have a second? All in favor? And then we'll, Mr. Knight, we'll move this down to when Leslie gets here. So we'll move to the announcements and reports. Jimmy's not here, so I will go to you, Chief. So for the trucks, I know we look at that link with the motor carrier compliance division. Have we been forwarding those company names and that information out to the federal?
We have not, because the citations are being written under city ordinance. It's not a state offense. And I believe the Fed to report to that, it has to be state charge, is my understanding on that.
Okay.
So, but all that we've been writing has been on the local mm-hmm. orders that the city adopted for the truck traffic.
So. Yeah, I noticed their fine or was much higher.
They are. Sure.
And they get points, don't they?
If they're charged under the state charge, points would be assessed. Local ordinance, they're not assessed.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Well, would you like to take this opportunity to educate people on going around people that are turning left on the 411, other than down at the thing where there's a passing lane?
So that's an ongoing issue.
And this is no, I'm not being angry to you, because I know you can't be everywhere at one time.
Sure.
But we've had this discussion, so I thought it would be a good time for you to open it up to the public.
So there's appropriate places to pass vehicles, and there's not appropriate places. So what we're talking about is on, up around 411, pretty much all hours of the day, people are passing stop vehicles that are trying to turn left and or right. Mainly right here at East Rocky and West Rocky, and then down there at the Shell Station, they pass into the turn lane into the post office. The only acceptable place to pass right there that the state DOT put in is front of the Dollar General, little passing area. But that is an ongoing problem. It's been ever since I've been here, and I actually the very first ticket I ever wrote was for that in the city. But that's something that we were trying to address too, in between farm school buses and the trucks on Richards. But yeah, they are passing heavily, and I was trying to talk to the counselor the other day about a missing juvenile, runaway juvenile, trying to turn, the two of them passed me. And if I wasn't looking for juvenile, then they'd have probably got some good driving awards. But yeah, that is an issue. And it will be addressed as best we can with everything going on. So.
Especially with them passing you. I mean, that's what me and my husband were talking about. Do they just not know it's not right?
Yeah, it's too late. They're mainly turning onto East Rocky.
Or onto private property.
Or private property and going around.
Right.
That's right. Just fine. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. And then the City Hall report, as you can see, Robin was still a little under the weather, so Brianna's filling in, so Brianna, if you would like to. The engineer firm that's doing the PFAS study for us. So we did get all the letters. We did meet the categorical exclusion, which means that we didn't have to do any of the environmental stuff right up front. All that was excluded. Our engineer actually ran the notice because by law we have to give a 30-day notice that we're moving forward with this project, and it was met the requirements to be categorically excluded from any kind of environmental study. So once the 30 days is up, then the engineer will commence to actually starting on that three-pronged approach to determine which best method is to mitigate the PFAS that's in the water that we have currently in the city. So just wanted to give everyone here an update on that since I got that this week. Unfinished business, the ball field lease agreement. Edward did this was one of the items that you guys were working on.
I believe me and Brandon are in the final stages of getting that all tidied up and ready for you guys to review and approve.
Okay.
So I'll follow up with him and get back with you on that.
All right. Thanks, Elliot. So I guess, can I get a motion to table this to the next council meeting?
Motion with table.
Do I have a second?
Second to motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Under new business, so we have the first reading of the adult entertainment ordinance. So we were taking a look at our ordinances, and Brandon thought that we probably needed to look at revising our adult entertainment ordinance. It did go before the Planning and Zoning Committee on August the 17th and was recommended for approval. It was sent out to everyone up here for the review. Does anyone have anything for Elliot that they might want to discuss?
Kim, didn't you have a question that it was copied?
No, I didn't have a question. I just had some things I observed.
Yeah.
It was a copy and paste ordinance.
You was okay with it?
I'm not going to say I'm okay with it.
So do we have any, any suggestions or anything that we might want to include to...
I was doing it to protect us.
Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, it's which most ordinances are a bunch of just filler, I feel like. But on this one, I don't know what page it is, but anyway, it's under location. I'm hoping that this is going to cover us because it says it has to be 1,000 feet from a licensed daycare, a church, or a place of worship, or anywhere that sells alcohol. And if I'm not mistaken, that puts us maybe at the north end of the town, and that's about it.
That was one of my major concerns, is because the Supreme Court ruled that, you know, even though we may not like it, and that may be, they have a First Amendment right to come in. You can't pass an ordinance that limits them from coming in. The only thing we really can do is to try to stymie what it brings with it. So with this, it does really limit their location to the north end of the city. Our other one.
What would zoning be for that?
So it would be heavy industry.
Okay.
So I can comment on this a little bit further. Mr. May was saying, adult entertainment is expressive conduct, and that's protected under the First Amendment. And that's a pretty strong protection. And so ordinances in the past have gotten shot down because they completely ban or really focus on limiting the ability to permit and establish a location in an area. What this ordinance does specifically is it doesn't prevent them from coming in. What it does is it manages the negative secondary effects that come along with adult entertainment establishments. You know, people, lewd conduct, people, you know, doing things, prostitution, things like that, that are secondary effects that are associated with the adult entertainment establishments, are what's being, monitored and addressed in this ordinance. And by preventing and limiting the secondary effects that, you know, could be beneficial to the city, you know, because I think people might be less inclined if there's a lot of limitations to establish that, but it doesn't prevent them from doing that. They have the right to do that. But by managing those secondary effects, that helps kind of curtail everything. But it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't prevent it. That's not the goal here. The goal is to allow it, but to protect the community by managing these secondary effects.
Yeah, I know. My only concern would be is I want to make sure that we have enough teeth in it to where they can't come in under a false premise of something else. You know, let's say a vape shop, for instance. You know, and then, oh yeah, we're coming in under a vape shop, but then all of a sudden you see all this other stuff. I just want to make sure that we protect ourselves through that, you know, as well, not just limiting this type of stuff from coming in, but making it to where they can't come in under a false pretense either.
Yeah. As far as coming in under a false pretense, I've not really witnessed any adult entertainment establishments coming in as a vape shop, because if you're creating an adult entertainment establishment, you're tailoring to a certain group of individuals, and that group of individuals versus the individuals that you're tailored to with the vape shop, you know, I think they're substantially different. There could be some, you know, some overlap, but
I think there's some overlap for sure.
They'll still have to, you know, apply for the necessary permits, and they will, you know, have to come before the council and get asked questions and stuff. And I think that with all the permitting and, you know, the hearings and stuff, that it'll be pretty clear or be noticeable whether or not they're trying to come in and kind of get something in under your nose. But then again, I also think that there's a lot better cities and counties to establish those entertainment establishments. So, you know, I'm not really sure how many people are looking at White to develop that here. But like I said, managing and limiting those negative secondary effects is going to help the city and keep it clean. I think that'll help also keep people from wanting to come in that might want to try and use a false pretense because of, you know, the ordinance and the things that they'll have to follow to be able to get the permits and stuff like that. So,
what is the north end of the town? What is it zoned for? Is it
heavy? So it is heavy, or it is industrial.
But is it heavy industrial?
On the other side of Bobby Lowry, a lot of that is industrial on that side.
But it's not heavy industrial, right? So they would have to come.
Yeah, they would have to come.
Do we have to give a reason why we don't want to rezone? Or can we just say no because we just don't want to rezone it heavy industrial?
No, you have to have a legitimate reason.
You don't know what
we have. We're not going to look at what's allowed in heavy industrial.
Well, it also has to be 500 feet.
Well, and that's the thing with that ordinance is that is one of the things that would be allowed in the heavy industrial zone. Even in our current definition of ordinance, it has to be zoned industrial.
Now, I don't see it happening here, but you have to be ready.
That's right.
Can we discuss the fees on this? Are we still in the negotiation phase of raising these fees?
Yeah, I mean, this is the first reading, so nothing is voted on tonight. So
okay, yeah. So we can discuss this these all fees. Can be, and
the fees are way too low.
I agree.
Okay.
Way too low.
All right, so we can talk about that.
Yeah, I thought they were a little low when I was reading over it. We have anything else on? Okay. And next on the agenda is the North Georgia water audit. So we had one responsive bidder for the water audit that we are required to do. That the engineering firm is Keck and Wood, and I said they were the only responsive bidder to the RFP that was sent out back in August. So I would like to get a motion to enter into an agreement with Keck and Wood to perform the audit work that we are required to by the EPD and the state of Georgia.
And this is something we just have to pay for. There's no, we can't use.
No.
We're already behind, right?
We are. Yeah, we've got an extension, and we're coming close to.
I'll make a motion.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
No.
Motion carries. Next on the list is the GPS for city vehicles. I said this was something that I had sent everyone a couple months back. So I know you had asked about Bartow County getting with them, and I talked with Peter, and they had actually switched to Verizon a couple years ago, and we're happy with those folks. I do know it's, I don't know if that's something we want to look at doing now at this time with some of the money crunch that we got going on, but.
I don't think, that's me, I think. Wait and see what our money situation is before we do this.
Right, I agree.
Okay, so I have a motion to table. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then the last on the new sanitation fee schedule, or on the new business, is the new sanitation fee schedule. So I did a little cost revenue analysis. And seeing that we were monthly in the red on our sanitation, and that we probably need to consider increasing the rates a little bit. So there's a couple of tacks that we can take. We still have a loan with GIFA for the truck. So we owe about seven payments, and it's roughly about $19,000 a year. It's only drawn out once a year. So we can go ahead and pay that loan off.
Seven payments of $19,000?
Yes.
We still owe more than what the truck costs.
Mm-hmm. Well, so there was a truck, and then there was another truck bought another sanitation or
no, it was truck. Police vehicle. Was when we bought the truck.
Okay, was it two? The two. Okay.
I believe we paid $116,000 for the truck, the trash truck.
Actually, it ended up being about $80,000 because we got the grant.
I say,
can we take splash money and pay that off?
We can.
Yes.
That's what I'm recommending.
Yep. So yeah, we can pay the truck off and the two police cruisers as well with SPLOST. So we have the money to do both.
And be out of the 2020 SPLOST.
So we can technically use, from what I understand, we can use the 2014 and the 2020. You can actually use them both together. If you have to, if you have a project that you want to do and you have money left over for 2014, because we're not collecting any more for 2014.
Yeah, but we have 2014. It was specified what the money could be used for.
It was. Well, it's the same as 2020. There's no difference.
I'd have to read it again. I do have a question about it in that area.
Yeah.
What the money can be used for.
That's what I was curious about too. And then talking with our accountant Tammy, she actually had that same question. We pulled it up, looked. She said, "Well, these are basically the same. There's the only really difference is the actual amount that we allocated for each group, like public works, the police, rec, capital, and projects, that sort of thing." So we are able to use. Use the money, and I will say if we go ahead and if we pay it off, we can pay it completely off with the 2014 SPLOST. There's enough money in that account to pay off the entirety of the GIFA loan, and then like I said, we won't have that payment.
Well, I'd be fine with it as long as it's it's specified how the money is spent is correct.
Mm-hmm. And then I also wanted to make sure and reached out to Peter and talked to him about this as well. And he said, yeah, that's what we're using it for. He said, any kind of vehicles is a capital investment. He said, heck, they have people using SPLOST to buy weed eaters. So he said that he didn't foresee an issue with doing it that way as long as, you and your accountant are on the same page, and Tammy talked with her, and she was okay with it doing it this way. The only issue is we are going to have to move that money into the 2014 SPLOST account, but it's currently sitting in the water sewer. So Tammy did say that we really needed to move that back for the auditing and accounting purposes. It needs to come out of that account. So, but once we do that and I get your guys' blessing, then we can pay this off. The bad thing, though, is even doing it this way, we're still need to increase the fees to still keep us positive and not losing money every month. Also, these are just some of my notes and assumptions here to kind of get my calculations as to roughly where we are every month on this.
Are we carrying the trash directly to the landfill or is it going to the...
So it goes to the landfill, but it's run by waste management. That's who we get our bill through every week.
What do they charge us for?
It depends on how much tonnage.
Per ton, but
yeah.
Same way that the landfill charges by the ton.
It runs. I would have to actually pull it and it'll bill up.
If we're carrying it directly to the landfill, how can we have another waste management?
I don't know if they're operating the landfill now. I'm not sure.
No, they're separate.
So I don't know. I just know that it's waste management who we get, but it's at the landfill. It comes from the landfill.
That way our truck is not subjected to all the tire damage that you have if you have our trash truck pulled directly into the landfill. Because if they unload it at the landfill directly, then you're taking the risk of picking up every
nail and screw
and
everything else.
Yeah, that's just a hazard in the landfill.
Yeah, so that's why we take it to waste management. So I used to
haul two or three loads a week in there.
But
you get a flat once in a while. I'm sure Jamie's had that problem.
My question is, what are we paying waste management per ton versus what the landfill would charge?
Yeah, that'd be interesting to know.
Yeah,
we'll find out on that.
Well, you also have to factor in tires.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we just got a bill for tires for a couple of tires. It was a little over $600 to replace.
Yeah, if you go into landfill, you won't have problems.
So, I'll make a note.
I was just wondering if waste management recycled some of this, like the plastic.
No, like the council member said, it's strictly just to keep from having to go up into the landfill to dump.
Yeah.
They're at the site, they're part of the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
I just wondered because I hadn't saw them when I've been down there.
It's called a transfer station.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
My dad-in-law went down 25 years and retired, and he wouldn't let us take our car in there because of the tire situation. You go down there and you dump it that waste management, and then they carry it into the landfill themselves.
I think we do recycle a little bit.
Yeah, it's basically a third party, so you don't have to buy $600 tires every time you go to landfill.
But I will get that if there is a cost difference between waste management and the county, what they charge per ton.
See what we're spending.
That's kind of what I figured. They're probably pretty darn close.
Well, the other option would suggest if you want to give away the soaps to buy it out.
So, I guess, do I get a motion to table this? For further investigation.
Make a motion to table to look into it better.
Do I have a second?
Yes, sir.
All in favor?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Davis? I try to eat up as much time as I could, sir, to give Leslie an opportunity to...
She had a school board meeting, I think.
She did. This is pertaining to application 072023-002. Wayne Davis Concrete, they are right across from the Toyo plant, the Yancey's property. The Planning and Zoning Board met on August the 17th and recommended approval for this request. I cede the floor to you, sir.
My name is Richard Davis, Wayne Davis Concrete. We currently operate on 19 maintenance plants. Starting with that Alabama and going north to LJ. We've been in business for a little over 50 years. This would be a new location for us. We currently serve part of Bartow County market from Calhoun or Roman Floyd County. So we're not new to the market in Texas, but it will be a new location. So we purchased 14 acres from the Yancey family, which is would be adjacent to the existing concrete plant and across the street from Toyo Tire in the city of White. We would develop that site into a ready-mix production facility and have to comply with all the stormwater management rules and the other state mandated requirements for environmental impact.
Yeah, that was going to be my big question is the dust mitigation and, you know, air quality type stuff.
Air quality permit from the state as well as a stormwater management permit. We follow under a general rule, but we have to submit a plan for that. We'll be using a civil engineer from Bremen, Georgia, that Civil Solutions will do the site plan, and we'll have a third party apply for the permits from the state for stormwater and air quality permits. The plan will be configured with dust collection systems to catch as much as possible the infusion of dust and then put it back into the silo and be used back in the product again later.
And I think those would be included, if this zoning request is approved, then those permits would be included with your building
permit. Yes, we can go ahead and get those started. We've already applied for the desal lane in the state of Georgia. On that, because we'll have to get a diesel lane coming from the north going south to get into the site. And then it'll be that drive will line up with the Toyota drive, so there'll only be one nurse station there.
Okay. Any questions from?
Does that project take in that, all of that property there?
Mm-hmm.
The houses are all up there?
Yes, sir. We got all 14 acres. The homes and the trailers will be removed for that. Hillside
and that was my question because concrete plant's a little bit noisy if you can't have residential right up the side of it.
No, we'll be backing up with some residential that Toyota Tire owns, which I think is in the county from my understanding, but a bit of buffer between that. They won't be just be material storage on that backside. And most of the plants are not extremely noisy. If you're running at night, it may be if you're real close, but on a normal basis, it's not that high decibel because
you
can't have that loud drivers out on
your
location. So,
what would be
the
hours of operation?
That would depend on what our customers need.
I know.
You're in a
if you're north at 3 o'clock in the morning, people are going to give us a hard time.
Well, if I stood here and told you anything different, I would be misleading. I mean, some of our plants were running from 10 p.m. at night till 5 or 6 in the afternoon. Some plants go open at 8 o'clock in the morning. And run to 6 in the afternoon. So it just depends on what the market demands. But you're in a growth market, so if I told you we wouldn't do that, then that would be misleading. It's not mine.
And how would this business be beneficial to the citizens in our city?
Well, it should create some jobs in this market because we're trying to hire as many local people as we possibly can. Our driver pay scale starts at about $25 an hour. 5 years, you're making $30 an hour, so most drivers are making somewhere between $80,000 and $100,000 a year.
You'd employ how many people?
It would initially be about 10 to 12 people, about 7 or 8 trucks, and 3 or 4 personnel on the yard to operate.
So it wouldn't really benefit us.
What?
So it wouldn't really benefit us.
It depends on if you're looking for a job. And a commercial driver, you want to be at home, that's a pretty good pay scale. We have health benefits, retirement, insurance, so it's not. I mean, we have employees that, you know, been in our 401k plan since 1993 when we put it in place, so we have a full set of benefits. We run good, clean equipment, most of it late model, it's less than 10 years old. Our goal is to stay under five, under seven, excuse me, under seven. So we don't run junk equipment.
Are you going to be similar to the plant that sat in this property now?
It will be similar. We have a little bit different setup and maybe a little bit different yard maintenance tools to what they may do. There is some return of concrete that you have to manage and recycle. That's why you use the entire acreage. Make sure you're able to recycle material and not get it into any kind of water streams. Practically what's called a closed loop system so you don't have to discharge any water into the waterways.
So on a plant like that, Mr. Depp, so what are you looking at roughly doing out of that plant per year?
Probably 100,000 yards a year. It's about a $7 million investment to put the plant in there with equipment. So it's not cheap. That goes on your tax base, so that would be one of your other big benefits.
Not really.
So, yeah.
We don't have city taxes.
We try to reinvest in the communities that we're in as much as possible, in schools, other education opportunities. We just take most of the chambers where we have plants at, so. We're pretty much proud of our image, so we spend a lot of money trying to promote that. So.
Well, I don't have any more questions. Miss made it, so I didn't know if she wanted.
Now
you
ask
more questions, I wouldn't have done the answers.
Any other questions?
Are they
residential anymore? Ma'am? Are they residential anymore? Yes, ma'am. We're several residential customers already in the market, mm-hmm. And we've done some work at both USAL and the ESB Battery Company, since they both went.
It would be nice
for
your
Trying to get more than their location, for sure. Yes, ma'am. And in the pay scale going off, that's more than nurses on making right now. If some doctor's straight out of school instead of very good, paid for.
Thank you.
I might
put
nursing
in
here.
You
go to the technical college,
you
got plenty of money here
this year to do that. So I will open the floor for public comments now. So she has. And hearing or seeing no one, I'll close the public speaking section for this one. So I don't think we need an executive session tonight. So I'll go to the public comment section. Chief, does anyone sign up? Ms. Swank.
Yes, sir. We have already told you that myself, Jean Swank, Carissa, and Charles are running for city council. And I want to let people know, of course, there's not you or I have that, but, you know, and here. We'd love to have a nice restaurant. We'd love to have some shopping and other things. We want to create an inclusive community where people can get together at different events and get to know each other better so that we all care about each other more. I know Stephanie and I are especially interested in setting up something for senior citizens so some of our senior citizens can get out. And what I've thought about is that there may be a room here in City Hall or at the clubhouse where we might be able to do some, you know, one day a week, have puzzles and or crafts or something that senior citizens could come and do and get to know each other. And I am a senior citizen. So, and I do know how to do some crafts. So I would be willing to volunteer to show people how to. I'm not an expert knitter or crocheter. I can do those things. And embroidery. I love to do puzzles, and I've got a ton of them in my garage that I'd be willing to bring and share with people. So, in one of the schools my daughter went to, they had one day a month. So, normally a mother would volunteer and come and do crafts or something with the kids. I used to be really into art, so I came and did that. Don and I worked at Georgia Tech, and so we brought a laser exhibit there, and the kids really enjoyed that. We made, and I'd like to do some things like that for our kids in like maybe after school activities a few days a week or something, so that kind of like the mother's morning out that they used to have. I don't know if they have those anymore, but mother afternoon free, you know, you can go shopping without the kids. So I want to, I'm comfortable in this kind of situation because my job, I have to talk to a lot of people. But as far as going and knocking on people's doors and campaigning, is not something I've done. So, be nice to me if I come to your house. And if anybody wants a sign, I have some in my car. And I think you guys may have some signs.
Yeah.
And I've asked Charles, and he knows all the young people. He doesn't really need to have signs. So, anyway, and
and Gene, again, I want to tell you thank you publicly for coming and offering your time for free during that transition period between clerks. That was much appreciated, and I just wanted to say thank you once again. That showed me your heart. So
I second.
Well, thank you.
We appreciate it.
I've always been a helper. I like to help support other people and help do things. So, thank you for listening to me. Hope to see you. My husband knows I talk way too much.
He's used to it. We all do, Gene.
Are we pushing this off to next time?
I'm trying to wait on the rest of the quotes that we need, so we can get a full picture. And we've already put Mr. Prince through the ringer today, so no need. So that was the only person signed up. So no more. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We're all adjourned.
Couple of concept changes that I want to make to that, because when they did that, they put horizontal tanks in there and we'll put some verticals, and then we've incorporated that extra building we had, we've incorporated that into the main main building, so there'll only be one building there.
Okay.
So I'll try to get that changed and get you a copy of the big one.
Perfect.
I'm Richard.
Send it out. Oh, she got it.